Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a structure fire at a residence in the 3500 block of Pine Street in Eureka. When firefighters arrived on scene, they found a single-story wood-frame building with heavy smoke pouring from the garage. The lone occupant was outside but had suffered serious burn injuries and was transported to a local hospital before being airlifted to the UC Davis Burn Center for further treatment. As firefighters began their attack on the fire in the garage, they heard a series of small explosions which forced them to take cover. Several much larger explosions then occurred over the course of several minutes that delayed the attack and caused significant damage to the structure. Once the explosion had ceased, firefighters were quickly able to extinguish the blaze, and damage is estimated at more than $50,000. It was later discovered the source of the explosions were butane gas cylinders, and the cause remains under investigation. On Saturday evening, Eureka police responded to a report of a sexual assault on Fairway Drive in Eureka near the golf course. The victim reported that she had stopped to help a man who appeared to be in need of assistance. Instead, she was sexually assaulted. The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a black hoodie, a mask over his face, blue sweatpants, and gloves. On Tuesday, Eureka detectives released a photo of a bicycle they believe may be connected with the assailant, who, according to police reports, committed a violent and brutal attack. The bike was found abandoned on a property in F Street, not far from the site of the assault. Anyone with information about the suspect or the assault is asked to contact Eureka police, including Detective Peter Kress or Detective Ronald Harpham. On Monday morning, a Eureka police officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with a broken windshield. The officer contacted the driver, and the passenger, 28-year-old Fortuna resident Richard Firebaugh, admitted he had a bench warrant out in his name. The officer placed Firebaugh under arrest, and a search of his person turned up more than 4 grams of crystal methamphetamine, burglary tools, and a stolen, loaded .38-caliber Smith & Wesson handgun. Firebaugh was booked on several charges, including the warrant, drug possession, and weapons charges. The Old Town Rotary has donated $1,000 to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Explorer Program. The Sheriff Explorer Program helps local youths explore a job in law enforcement by participating in the operations of the Sheriff's Office. Old Town Rotary President Dax Williamson said, and I quote, "This is a great program that supports local youth. Old Town Rotary strongly believes in programs that supports youth and gives them opportunities," unquote. Anyone between 14 to 20 years of age may apply and participate in the program. Meetings are being held at Eureka Senior High School on the first and third Tuesday of every month. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, as regular as a clock, the county tax office issued a reminder to property tax owners that the second half of property taxes are due. You have until April 10th, as county tax collector John Bartholomew explains.
For our department, the primary thing driving us is making sure we process payments as rapidly as we can, so that we don't get too far behind too soon, because we just get inundated starting right about the 1st of April until the 10th, which is the final due date. And after 5 o'clock on April 10th, then all taxes not previously paid become delinquent, and there's a 10% penalty attached to them.
Bartholomew went on to point out that the simple 1% property assessment makes up the bulk of the tax bill, but there are other fees included. School bonds, special district fees, and other assessments are added to your bill as well. If you have any questions about your tax bill, you are encouraged to contact the county tax office as soon as possible. It's a very busy time of year for Bartholomew and his staff. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.